Dark Smile Productions presents Map and Steads and the Irwell Pike by Simon Bestwick, starring Bernard Nugent, Aaron Kelly, and Simon Bestwick.
Alright, okay. Remember Battle of the Planets?
Battle of the what?
Planets. Cartoon me and Map used to watch when we were kids.
Can't say I remember that one, Steads.
You're too young, Hugh.
Anyway.
Alright, Map, don't get your penny in a panic.
Right, remember how every week the bad guys were trying to invade Earth? And that guy Zoltar, he was all done up in a purple Batman outfit. Well, you look at it now and you can see, can't you?
What the f*** are you going on about?
Every other week, Zoltar's getting done off his boss, isn't he? That big, weird, psychedelic bearded effort with a dodgy Charlie Chan accent. Be warned, Zoltar. I would not tolerate another failure.
What was in that last drink you gave him? It was just beer, right?
Yes, of course. Batch 9A.
You what?
I'm experimenting with different ingredients and brewing materials.
Anyway, the great spirit's always popping on at Zoltar about how this time he'd better not fail. And what happens every pigging week?
Gets battered off G-Force.
Just let me get him some Batch 9B. That should help.
It's either that or a lobotomy. Him or me, I'm not arsed anymore.
So there's only one explanation, and it really does make sense when you're looking at a bloke wearing a big rubber suit and lipstick.
Zoltar wore lipstick?
Yeah, just check out the repeats on Sky if you don't believe us.
No thanks, I've got a life.
I really wouldn't go there.
Thank you.
Anyway, this is what I'm saying. The all-invading Earth thing's never supposed to work. It's also Zoltar can go back and get punished off the Great Spirit. Zoltar, you have failed me.
I feel soiled.
Here, Map, try this.
What is it?
It's called Beer Map. You had some roundabout time, you're gobbing your ass which places.
You and the horse you rode in on.
Train.
Whatever.
Oh, Map, be careful. I brewed that using a special new method of my own. It's very strong stuff.
Strong? Biggin' students don't know the meaning of the word. Ian invented the Beer Map Johnson car handle. I'm telling you, you students don't know what strong beer.
Result.
I don't know what was up with him earlier.
He's been a bit funny ever since his girlfriend dumped him.
Always the woman's fault, eh?
Not wrong with Gemma. She was sound, dead nice, and funny, dead fit, and this cute little face. What?
Nothing. Do you want a bottle?
Go on, then. Oh!
Yes, I know.
No, not wrong with Gemma. Not like a fancy or anything. No, just not my type, you know. Not my type at all. No, no way. Sure as I'm standing.
Steads?
Not a word. Not a thrilling word. So this beer making stuff, is it like what you're doing at uni?
I wish. No, I'm doing a sociology degree. But, you know, a man's got to have a hobby, and mine's trying to make the best homebrew in Salford. That and fish.
Eh?
Oh, I'm in the angling club. I just love fish. They're such fascinating creatures.
Right. So, Hugh, have you ever heard of the Irwell Pike?
The Irwell Pike? No, I don't think so.
Well, it's a bit of a well-kept secret, you know.
Why's that, then?
Well, if people really knew what was in the Irwell.
Sorry, Steds, you're not making much sense.
Well, you know the Irwell's had pure crap dumped in it over the years.
Do you mean that literally, or as in all sorts of horrible yucky stuff?
Both.
Right. Well, yes, the Industrial Revolution led to all sorts of rivers and waterways being used at the disposal of waste of all kinds.
Well, yeah, anyway, there's some serious mutant fish in there.
And the Irwell Pike is one of them.
Ah, there's supposed to be a few.
What's so special about them?
Just that they're about 30 foot long.
Yeah, right.
No, serious.
You're really, hand on heart, telling me that a 30 foot giant pike living in the Irwell?
Killer pike.
Killer pike.
Look, pike will eat anything. Thrilling things are like sharks or the T-Rex. Imagine what a 30 foot one would be like.
But why keep them quiet?
Come on. would have a bunch of poncy southern hooray Henrys up here every weekend, depth charging the Frelling River or something.
My God! This is amazing! Unbelievable!
You're not wrong there.
Excuse me, 1 minute.
What kind of cobblers were you coming out with then?
Oh, it speaks. Back in the land of the living, are we?
What was all that you were telling you?
Old Salford tradition.
You what?
Yeah, cold soaking the student.
Since when has that been an old Salford tradition? Smacking the student, maybe.
Yeah, well, I updated it for the 21st century. Even old traditions have got to move with the times, Map. Else we'd still be painting our arses blue and doing human sacrifices.
Don't think they ever stopped doing that in Bolton, did they? Ow! What's that for?
Me mum's from Bolton.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Proves my point, though.
What was that?
Nothing. So, where's you gone anyway?
Right, chaps. Everybody ready?
Steds?
Yeah?
Either I've got the DTs, or Hugh's wearing a wetsuit, and he's got a camera and an air pump.
Map?
Yeah?
You've not got the DTs.
Steds, I'm scared.
Let go of me hand. Hugh, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going pike hunting.
Hunting?
Well, just for a photograph. Here's a camera, and I found my old dinghy. It's Turbo 235. It'll seat all three of us. That's if you want to tag along.
I think we'd better add Steds, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Come on, then.
What now?
No time like the present. Oh, just grab that carrier bag, will you?
What's in it?
A few bottles of Bat 6X. You haven't tried that one yet.
So, Steds, here we are, freezing our teds off in the middle of a pig in Irwell at 1 in the morning in a rubber dinghy. Got any more bright ideas?
Well, you just put a sock in it.
No, it takes my mind off my guts, so maybe I won't chunder again.
Yes, sorry about that.
I think we can officially write Bat 6X off as unfit for human consumption.
Notice you've still got a bottle in your pocket.
I've got some rats that need killing.
See anything yet?
Not yet.
If we do, we'll tell you.
Like we said 5 minutes ago.
And 5 minutes before that.
Oh, Jesus. Last time this PVC cockle shell saw any action, Mars bars were still 20p. All we need now is for it to pop a leak.
Look, it'll be fine. Not far from the bank. Besides, we're right near that bridge. Middle of support pillars about 6 foot away. Out happens, swim 2 strokes and climb out.
What's scaring me now is that you've been thinking this through.
Well, you could have tried talking him out of it. Why didn't you?
Why didn't you?
Just didn't think of it.
Neither did I.
That's batch 9B for you.
What was that?
What?
That.
What?
I don't hear anything.
That?
Oh, yes.
What was it?
Sounds like a Scooby.
Scooby?
Scooby-Doo.
XR2.
Oh, I see. That didn't sound like an engine.
I didn't say an engine, I said the car.
The difference being?
Well, who normally drives a Scooby-Doo?
Well, come on, who else?
The Purbury Cat Brigade.
The Sovereign Rings Brigade.
I think I understand.
The Gold Chains Like Mr. T Brigade.
That's all right.
The Tucky Tracky Bottoms Into Your Socks Brigade.
I said I get it.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
But I didn't see any headlights.
So?
Sounded close too.
He's right, you know. In fact, it sounded...
What?
No, nothing.
Oh, come on, what?
It's silly.
Nah, come on, mate, what?
Well, it sounded as if it was coming from underwater.
Underwater.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Silly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Underwater chaps.
I really hope I've had too much beer.
You can never have too much beer.
Nevertheless.
Makes you say that, Hugh.
Well, otherwise, if I'm right, that music, if I can so call it, is coming from directly underneath the pool.
Got you! Matt, swim for it.
What do you think of doing the dance of a sugar plum fairy?
Not for the bank.
What?
Swim for here, the bridge, the support pillar.
Are you mad?
Matt, no. You grab onto the pillar now.
Where are you going? Don't leave me.
Matt, come back.
What are you on about? Oh,
Matt, hang on.
Climb up and grab the pillar. I just want to stay in the water with that finger out.
All right. All right. Mab.
What?
That was it, wasn't it? That was the Earwolf bike.
It can't be.
What?
Steds was winding you up. There's no such thing as the Earwolf pike.
Well, maybe someone ought to tell that fish that.
Don't. You just... Just not now, okay? Please.
What? Map? Map, where's Stads?
He's gone, mate. The pike got him. He's gone.
So this is how it ends. Swallowed by a frelling fish.
Oh, God.
Me, ma'am. Me, dad. What the? I've heard people talking about going towards the light, but it's not supposed to be in a fishy stomach.
No.
Hang on, it's two lights. Headlights? You must be joking.
No, I'm not going out like this.
Think, you're in its throat. Oh. No, think. Hang on.
Batch 6X, don't fail me now.
He was my best mate, and he saved my life.
And mine.
I can't believe this. Steds!
Yeah?
You're alive!
Well spotted.
Jesus, you were lucky. You nearly hit that pillar there.
Lucky, I got swallowed whole by that frelling pike. Only luck I had was it didn't chew its food, mate. Thing's got more teeth than Tony Blair.
And even fewer morals.
Oh.
Steds, climb out, rapid!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Come on!
It's coming! It missed us. That thing missed us.
Cheers, you. That 6X came in handy after all.
I'll tell you something, though.
What's that?
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
So, Hugh, you can't swim, but you own a wetsuit.
I keep meaning to learn.
And you went out in the middle of a seriously deep river in the middle of the night.
It seemed... like a good idea at the time.
Oh, I think, Stu. At the time...
Matt, that went all over me, you prat.
Sorry.
Why don't I believe you?
One thing I don't understand.
If it's where babies come from, I'm not telling you. You've got to ask your mum and dad.
Why did we hear that racket every time it was coming in?
Pike don't normally make much noise of any kind. Nor to most fish. Then again, pike don't generally grow to 30 feet in length and start eating people.
Yeah, and cars.
What?
Well, that was the noise we heard. Nearly joined it and all.
You mean...
That bloody fish. It swallowed an XR2. It had two chavs inside and it was tuned to Galaxy.
No way.
Way.
Good grief. So it really was a, what do you call it, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of which...
What?
Well, I was just thinking before, remember Scooby-Doo, yeah, the cartoon? I just realised something about it. I mean, it's dead obvious when you look at it now.
I'm getting this strange sense of deja vu.
Well, basically, yeah, they were all a bunch of drug dealers, weren't they? I mean, you think about it, yeah?
Got any of that 9B stuff left?
Who for?
Any of us.
I'm looking now.
In Map and Steads and the Owell Pike, Steads was played by Bernard Nugent. Map was played by Aaron Kelly, and Hugh was played by Simon Bestwick. The play was written by Simon Bestwick, directed by Ian McNess, and produced by Adam Robbins. Title song, The Devil and the Dolly by Geek Girl. Website, thegeekgirl.co.uk.